Yeah, it's good secondary. You know, they're well coached. They play, you know, play the scheme well, and they cover really well.
And we've learned today from Belichick and McCarthy that you and Brady have in common. You're both number 12 and both in California. What else similarities can you draw between the two of you?
That's probably it right there.
In all honesty, how is it fun to be a part of the game? Is it fun to be a part of the game when Brady's playing on the other side?
Well, I mean, it's fun to be playing, living out a dream. You know, this is my 10th season. He's been a few more than that. You know, this is rare. You know, we're both on the original team that drafted us, so that's pretty special. I think he's been with one coach his entire career. I've been with the same GM and one coach my entire starting career as well, so that's pretty special.
Now that you are an NFL QB, obviously, you don't like to look at a QB.
Now
QB.
That I am?
No, but I mean, like, so I'm saying before
I got you.
You were.
Sorry, Paul.
It's okay. Before you were, did you look, you know, as a fan, did you ever look at matchups like this between two premier quarterbacks and look at it that way? When did that start to perhaps fade from the way you looked at a game?
I've never really looked at it like that. You know, I've always prepared to be efficient against a defense. You know, regardless who's playing on the other side, you know that you got to score points. You got to lead your team to scoring drives and hope your defense stops them, regardless who they got on the other side. Now, obviously, when you're playing against a quarterback like that, you know you expect them to play well. But we expect to play well on offense, and we have to try and be efficient.
What are you most thankful for, Aaron?
Well, I'm thankful I'm healthy enough to do this job. You know, this is a great privilege, and I think all of us are reminded all the time about the platform that we have and try and use it in a positive way when we're here. You represent an organization, our coaches, our families, our loved ones in the right way in this city. And then, you know, try and lend your name or support to some amazing causes out there to try and make a difference because, you know, this career is short-lived. Some of us have had the privilege to play longer than others and gives us more opportunities to make a difference for some people who are probably hurting this time of year.
How much easier is your job with the way the offensive line's been playing lately?
It's not easy. This is not an easy job. It takes a lot of preparation. It takes 11 guys doing their job every week. The line's been doing a great job. You know, they've been healthy this year, which is rare. You know, we've been able to keep those guys pretty healthy, minus Brian's little injury. But they've gelled really well. You know, Corey's played great. The guards obviously have done an exceptional job, and Dave and Brian have been doing a really good job outside. So I'm really happy for those guys that they've been able to stay healthy, but also very thankful for those guys at this time of year for keeping me healthy as well.
Aaron, if they defend Jordy, just say Revis or Crowder, does the progression change? Is there any change in how you've got to get through your progressions when it's single man all day, all the time?
Well, you know, it's a matchup defense. They'll figure out who they want on Jordy, who they want on Randall, who they want on Q, and who they want on Devontae, and we'll run our offense and adjust if we have to. That's football. We adjust, they adjust, and whoever can be more efficient is going to probably end up winning. You know, it's about taking care of the football when you're playing a good defense like this, and you know, we got confidence in Jordy to make plays every game, and we're going to try and put him in positions to do that.
This morning, Tom Brady.
We're back to see Eddie Lacy back practicing in preparation for a game like this.
Yeah, Eddie's a tough guy. I mean, he's always taking shots and just coming back. You know, he's a football player. He knows how to play the game. He gets open. He makes plays in the passing game. He does a great job reading things in the running game. You ask him a lot of times what he's thinking out there. It's not much thinking, it's just reacting. He's such an instinctive football player, so it's great having him back there.
This morning, Tom Brady was very complimentary of you, of this organization, and the city of Green Bay, and thrilled for the matchup. What's your take on them coming in?
He's probably trying to butter us up a little bit. Tom, you know, Tom has a lot of respect in this league, and as a young player, I like to watch his film and study him, and now as a semi-older player in the league, you know, it's nice when we have common opponents to watch his film, because obviously he plays the position so well and he does so many things at an exceptional level. Obviously the accuracy, taking care of the football, making big plays, his pocket presence and his eye control are just some things that come to my immediate mind right now. He's a talented guy and he's been doing it for a long, long time, and obviously he's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Aaron, Mike said earlier that we, the Patriots,
are pretty good at shifting their defense week to week. You don't really know what you're going to see. They have the ability to change their scheme week to week. What does that mean for you this week in terms of preparation, and how do you think that manifests itself early in the ballgame?
No, we'll just see how they do it. It's going to be a matchup game. They're going to try and figure out who they want on Jordy, who they want on Randall, who they want on Q, who they want on Devontae, and kind of go from there. How they want to try and stop the run. So we'll come out with our plan and adjust if we have to, and expect them to adjust as well.
Every game is important, but what makes this game important?
I'm going to go here and then you, Bill. Hold on.
Every game is important, but what makes this game important here with the Patriots?
Every game is important. This one's important because it's a November game, and you start to see the playoff stuff start to shake out a little bit. We're not allowed to talk about that yet, I don't think. We got to win 10 games first, I think Mike usually says. But, this is the time of year you want to be playing your best.
Aaron, you and New
England. Hold on, Bill's going to go.
Okay. How much does the deep pass complement the back shoulder and vice versa?
Yeah, you have to threaten them over the top and be able to throw it over the top before you can do the back shoulder. You can't, against two great corners like this, you can't just throw a bunch of back shoulders or all over the top. You have to keep them guessing. And we haven't thrown a lot of back shoulders here this year. We've been throwing a lot over the top. So you're going to have to respect that first.
Aaron, both you and New England share a common thread in that you both start 2-2. People outside the team maybe count you out, and you prove them wrong by turning it around. What's been the key for you guys for this emphatic turnaround in the season?
I think we've been pretty relaxed.
Does that work?
No, it's just about staying the course, trusting the process, like Mike says. He laid out a good schedule from the start and takes care of our bodies, but also puts a lot on our plate. And the preparation and the urgency and the focus, I think, picked up after a 1-2 start for us. But we also played a couple of really good football teams, Detroit and Seattle, who are, right in the playoff hunt right now. Didn't play very well, but they beat us on the road. So it's tough to win on the road. It's tough to win at home in this league, but a little bit easier. Thankfully, we've been playing pretty well at home, winning all of our games, going away the last four. So it's going to be important to start fast like we have the last four at home and trying to make them a little one-dimensional.
Everyone brings up relax, but when you said that, you've won 6 of 7. Did you expect it to work as well as it has?
7 of 8, actually. I'm not going to...
7 of 8. Thanks for correcting.
Yeah. That was just a statement that was authentic that I felt in the moment as Jason Wilde was annoying the heck out of me. So, it's about doing your job. And everybody has a role on this team. Some are bigger than others, but none more important than the others. Everybody's job is important, and their role and what they add to this team is important. So I know my role, and I need to play well, but the guys got to play well also. And I think it was just a level of urgency and focus that picked up starting in week 4, and thankfully we've all kind of bought into this thing and what we're doing, and we're moving in the right direction.
Are Revis and Sherman still pretty much the top corners in the league, and did you learn anything from that week 1 matchup with Sherman?
Well, it's about matchups. That's what it comes down to. They're a matchup defense. They like to put their guys on certain guys, and we'd like to look for matchups. So we're gonna look for the matchups that we like the best and adjust accordingly.
Aaron, as a team leader, do you have to be cognizant of guys who are maybe too jacked up for a bigger game? And...
Not really. I mean, I don't get too high or too low with any games. I'm kind of the same. If you see me, during this week or pregame, it's going to be just another contest. You kind of need some energy from some of those guys. So you don't want to hold anybody back from getting jacked up, whether it's LaTroy with his pregame speech last week, the energy he brings, or Julius, if we get him to speak again and get him to say 100 words before the game, that'd be great. But you need a good balance, I think, of energy guys and the guys who are kind of even keeled. And I kind of fall into the even keeled category.
Aaron, the statistics say that these two teams are fairly similar. What is it going to come
Probably turnover margin. That's what it usually does. Turnover margin and situational football. Third down and scoring touchdowns in the red zone, converting third downs and not turning the football over.
Aaron, I think you said on your radio show you'd rather play on Thanksgiving than not play. Why?
Yes. Well, just growing up, there's something special about, our tradition was going to my aunt's house and trying to get there early to catch the second half usually of the Detroit game, which on the West Coast was always really early. But there's just something special about back then it was just two games. So it's kind of, watch the morning game, eat a little bit, then watch the afternoon game. But it's fun to play in that Detroit game where you can, get a game in and then come back and have Thanksgiving with your loved ones.
Aaron, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Pumpkin pie. And like I said the other day, I apologize to any big stuffing lovers, but I'm not a big stuffing fan.